so glad that I didn't know any of you when I got married because the conversation that we are having in the studio right now about weddings is blowing my mind.
Well, that's because next Valentine's Day is going to be on a Friday.
Yeah.
I have a friend and she's getting married on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Well, number one, Valentine's Day. Why are you getting married on Valentine's Day? And getting married, in my mind, on any holiday in general is a terribly selfish idea.
All right, who's being selfish now? Is it your wedding?
No, but I have to go.
No, you don't have to go. As a matter of fact, I think that if she's listening right now, she doesn't even want you to go,
she probably doesn't anyway. But the problem, too, is being single, I'm not going to get the plus one. So what if I am dating somebody?
Yeah.
Then I have to go on Valentine's Day by myself to what? What if I have a girlfriend then? What if the
Okay, you have you're not making any sense right now. It's happening a year from now.
Yeah,
you haven't gotten an invitation. If you're seeing someone, it'll probably be Dave plus one. And if you're not, you know, honestly, the woman getting married probably doesn't want you bringing. Random girl to her Valentine's Day wedding.
Instead of the most romantic day of the year, me doing something I want to do.
Then don't go to the wedding!
She knows
Don't go to the wedding!
She knows when Valentine's Day is. It's on the same day every year.
It's her day. Right. You're right. It's her day. It's her wedding. She can do things her way. She is the bride. You don't have to participate in this at all, Dave.
But
to her.
We want to support her.
No,
we want to be there. And we want the free bar.
You want the free bar.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And
now you're angry because you want the free bar on a night that's not Valentine's Day when you're probably just going to be home alone anyway.
Well, maybe. Well, that's just tonight. But I don't know why anyone would get married on a holiday at all anyway.
I got married on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's even worse.
Really?
Yeah. Whole weekend is shot. Well, not for you because you're getting married.
Right.
But for everybody else, what about people that are going on vacations? They plan trips on that weekend.
So they don't have to come to the wedding.
Do you not like your friends?
They don't have to come.
Did you
right?
do it on purpose because you don't want people to come?
We had a blowout party. We made everybody who was at that wedding, we made their Labor Day weekend. Like, we left there and people were like, we need to do this every year. That's how awesome it was. Okay. So if you already had plans and you didn't want to come, that was okay with us because it was our day. It was our day.
But then you made other people feel bad couldn't come.
No. If you're going to put that on yourself, that's all on you. 215-263-6700. Is there a problem with Valentine's Day weddings? Is there a problem with the holiday weddings? Because I'm cool with it.
There are so many other days.
Oh my gosh.
So
Dave.
Many.
You are so whiny. Hey, Brad, so what do you think about getting married on a holiday?
I got married on Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
You've ruined Columbus Day for everyone.
We hate you, Brad.
No, it's great because Columbus Day is it's an observed holiday on Monday every year. That means that you get at least a three-day weekend every year for your anniversary.
I think it's a great idea.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Who the hell celebrates Columbus Day?
Nice to you. Good morning, Kim.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Dave's all fired up because we're talking about holiday weddings, and he's super annoyed with
I've lost my voice yelling at Andy.
No. Labor Day weekend was the perfect weekend to get married. All my friends had a blast. They tell me years later what a great time they had.
And honestly, if you don't want to do it, then don't come. Right, Kim?
Exactly. Less money I have to put out.
Boom.
So, Kim, what I get from this is you are just as selfish as Andy is.
Yes, but like I said, I have family that in Tennessee that the kids were already in school that were in the wedding, so they didn't have to miss any school.
See, Dave? Who's selfish now, you big jerk?
Yes. Love you, Dave.
XTU, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Carissa. So what's your story?
So I got married on Memorial Day weekend.
Why would you do that?
Oh, because it was actually my birthday also, that same Friday. And it was either that Friday or the middle of June, which would have been way too hot. So we decided to go with that, thinking less people would come. And the venue actually had to pull out probably 50 more chairs than we planned.
Oh, no.
So everyone 10 came and everyone had so much fun that it was supposed to end at 10. It didn't end till almost midnight. I had to pay the DJ more money.
Oh my gosh. So then you ended up having to pay everybody extra. The whole thing cost more money. That's crazy. XCU, good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
So we're talking about holiday weddings. What are your thoughts?
So, I personally don't really have a problem with them. My brother-in-law actually got married on Halloween. It was his wife's choice, and it was actually a Wednesday. It was more the Wednesday that was weird than the Halloween part.
That is weird. Yeah,
the only way I think that's acceptable is if everyone had to dress up like it was Halloween. Did they do that?
No, it was actually a very, typical wedding. I think it was cool if they dressed
up. Even Andy's on board with no on this.
You don't get married on Halloween without it being a costume party. B, if you throw a wedding on a Wednesday and it's not a costume party, no.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you so much. All right, we have to take this. Somebody's anniversary, I think, is today. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary. Is today's your anniversary?
Yes, it is.
Happy anniversary.
On Valentine's Day. Wow.
Exactly. And that's because our last name is Love.
Okay. I gotta let it slide if your last name is Love, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how many years has it been? 32 years.
32.
Oh, beautiful. Mary, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hard date to forget.
I know, right?
Easy for the hubby.
Well, yesterday was his birthday, too.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Busy week.
So. Tied them all in together. I love it. Mary, thank you so much for calling.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.